Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. An extreme cold warning continues until noon Thursday. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight tonight. Cloudy skies today with snow showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 1 below. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows dip down to about 12 below. Overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 4 degrees below zero.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Dodge City's oldest stone home holds stories of fortune, loss, and survival. J.P. Bizet explains.
The Mueller Schmidt House, also known as the Home of Stone, was built between 1879 and 1881 by John Mueller. Originally a cattleman and saloon owner, Mueller lost everything in the brutal 1986 blizzard and returned to bootmaking before leaving Dodge. His home, later owned by the Schmidt family, was eventually purchased by Ford County in 1965. Now a museum run by the Ford County Historical Society, it preserves original furnishings and tells the story of Dodge City's frontier past.
Early in-person voting for the Wichita USD 259 bond election begins today at the Sedgwick County Election Office. Early voting continues through February 24th, with the bond election next Tuesday, February 25th. Other polling locations open up February 20th through 22nd at places around Wichita, Bel Air, and Park City for those inside the school district boundaries. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Number 12, Kansas State Women's Hoops fell to number 17. West Virginia Monday afternoon in Morgantown, 70-57. For Kansas State, they were led by Tamira Poindexter, 17 points. Zianna Walker scored 12, but no other player could get into double figures. Serena Sundell had 9 points, 5 assists, and 7 rebounds. K-State as a team shot the ball 39.3% to West Virginia's 42% and 25% from beyond the arc to WVU's 28.6%. And at the charity stripe, they missed three while West Virginia was 4 of 4. K-State's now 24-4 on the season. In the Big 12, they now sit at 12-3. They're back in action Saturday when they host Kansas. KU's back in action tonight at 6:30 when they host UCF. You can watch that on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dry Shot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dry Shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.